I'm speaking today with Karen Eisbrands Brown. Karen, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, your photography is up in a new exhibit at the Nicolet College Gallery.
That's right.
So the show opens Thursday.
Yes.
And I understand there's a combination. Half of the gallery is your photographs, and
correct,
the other half is actually antiques.
Yeah, the other half reflects women's work from 1900 to 1950, domestic arts, if you will, in the rural homes before there was electricity in the home, before there was running water. So it just shows women's work, the tasks of our mothers and grandmothers.
And what is compelling to you about these objects that you've collected and some have been donated from different people in the community?
Well, I've always had a love and interest in historical antique artifacts. I grew up next to a home that was built in 1865 and was part of the Underground Railroad. So I've always just been fascinated with anything from the past, whether it was from the kitchen, or I especially have an affinity for vintage clothing. And then I remember my grandmothers and great-grandmothers crocheting and tatting and quilting, and was just always fascinated. And I'm realizing, as I tried to find people to interview about the names of the patterns of these quilts or the different crochet stitches or how to tat, I can't find anyone with the answers. You know, we haven't written this down. We're losing this sense of history that was a very large part of women's work.
Is the idea that when a visitor goes to the gallery at Nicolet that they'll be able to kind of get a sense of what objects were part of a woman's life 100 years ago?
Right. The hand wringers, the rug beaters, the sock stretchers, the curtain stretchers, a treadle sewing machine, the different things that most people today don't even know what they are.
And the other half of the gallery is your photographic work.
Right.
And there are a wide range of subjects. There's some still life and some shots of the natural world. How do you choose your subjects in photography?
Well, actually, I don't set out to choose anything. It's more like my subject chooses me. I can be walking through my garden, you know, walking through the desert. I can be on a mountaintop, be in the city. It's like something just catches my eye. And I can't help myself. You know, I travel always with my camera. And so when these things speak to me, catch my eye, I have to seize the moment and get them on film for other people. And a lot of draws me to things is the lighting. I keep saying to my husband that light is everything. And the light hits a spider web or the throat of a flower only seconds before it moves on. It's just being ready and being aware, that sense of wonder, sense of awe. It's hard for me to get from A to Z without stopping 10 times to take a photograph because things just keep calling out to me.
The photographs aren't framed in maybe a traditional way. They're printed on canvas. Mm-hmm. Now, can you describe why you chose that and actually how you get the photograph onto the canvas?
Well, when I first started photographing back in 1975, I took like 20 rolls of film and a brand new Nikon camera to the Soviet Union. And in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and really the first part of this century, I just did the traditional photograph, matted and framed. But then it was just not even a year ago that I came across this technique for projecting photographs onto canvas. So I started exploring that, and that's when I had this second round, this burst of energy wanting to catch a whole new realm of subject matter. I did a lot of it in the Southwest, adobe structures, succulents, and I liked putting them on canvas. It was just something new that I hadn't done.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Natalie.
And this show, Domestic Arts of the Past Century and Photography by our guest, Karen Eisbrands Brown, will be up at the Nicolet College Gallery until October 5th.